Welcome to the Christmas Stocking. I'm Lee Cameron. Boy, I missed you guys. Well, not you, you're new. But welcome, I'm glad you're here. I'm in the mood for a parade. A Macy's parade. You know, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade was originally Macy's Christmas Parade. It featured animals from the Central Park Zoo, bands, and floats. The parade began in 1924 with Macy's employees, who were first-generation European immigrants. They wanted to create an American version of the festivals they grew up with. Macy's was also looking for a way to highlight their 34th Street store expansion. The parade originally went from 145th Street in Harlem to 34th Street, about 5.5 miles. This year they'll start on 77th Street in Central Park West, which has been pretty traditional since just after World War II. Felix the Cat was the first character balloon. He debuted in 1927 with a few other balloons. Felix and the rest were designed by Tony Sarg, who was a marionette puppeteer and builder. Helium was added to the balloons in 1928 and safety valves in 1929. See, in 1928 they released the balloons at the end of the parade, and they busted up in the air, which wasn't pretty. The safety valves meant that they wouldn't break. They would just deflate slowly. They wanted to add to the promotional value of the balloons, so they would put return address labels on the balloons. And then when they did the big release at the end of the parade, now that must have looked cool, they'd just float off. And eventually, the helium would dissipate and the balloons would come down. As fun as that sounds, if balloons tore or weren't found, it wasn't great for the environment they or pieces of them ended up in. And so they don't do that anymore. Mickey Mouse first arrived in the parade in 1934. He'll be in this year, wearing a sailor uniform as he floats through the streets. Crowds grew to over 1 million during the 30s, and the parade was broadcast on local radio from 1932 to 1951. In World War II, the parade was suspended because of rubber and helium shortages. In 1942, in fact, the balloons were already built. They were donated to the government, 650 pounds of scrap rubber that were never seen by the public. The parade grew over the years to 2 million people watching in person in 1946 and broadcast on TV locally that year. That was also the year they filmed the opening scene of Miracle on 34th Street at the parade. The film was released the next year and the parade was broadcast nationally for the first time too. Floats are designed at Macy's Parade Studio. They can stand up to 40 feet tall, but they fold up for their trip through the Lincoln Tunnel the night before. The parade now attracts more than 3 million people in New York, and another 50 million people watch on TV. More than 8,000 volunteers are involved with the 2.65-mile Manhattan March. By the way, parts of Broadway were closed to traffic this year, so they rerouted the parade. There are going to be more turns this year, and more importantly, changes in direction. I'm talking about really tricky winds. So balloons could be going down the street, and things could be kind of calm. You turn the corner, and bam! If you've ever been in New York City, you know how those canyons can get. It'll be very interesting to see how smoothly it runs this year. Some of those balloons include Kermit the Frog, Hello Kitty, SpongeBob SquarePants, and Spider-Man. According to Wikipedia, celebrities appearing include Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and the cast of the Power Rangers Megaforce. But as I'm recording, the only musical performer on Macy's site is Mannheim Steamroller. I'm pretty sure there's going to be more than that. Supposedly, Trace Adkin, Flo Rida, Chris Isaac, Carly Rae Jepsen, Don McLean, you know, the American Pie guy, Neon Trees, and a lot more are going to be there, too. We'll have to see. Are you going to the parade? I have a bunch of links with tips in the show notes, just in case you haven't done due diligence, which would be crazy, so I know you have. But just in case, you can find the show notes through mychristmasstocking.net. Just click the show notes right there at the top. Oh man, I love this song. It's called It's the Time. It's by the Shy Lights. Yeah, the old girl Shy Lights. Did you know the Shy and the Shy Lights is for Chicago? All right, I didn't know.
It's the time of year.
It's the time of year.
When loved ones come together, traveling near and far, no matter the weather. It's the time of year.
It's the time of year.
Really appreciate living. Just look around and you will see people sharing, caring, and giving. Oh, it should be this way every day, not just one day out of the year. 'cause Emmanuel would hold it this way. If he was here,
if he was here,
and you know he's here. Happy holidays,
happy holidays,
happy holidays,
happy holidays,
and Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays, and don't forget the people.
Happy holidays,
who are less fortunate than you. It's the time of year.
It's the time of year.
You can see love in the air.
He's smiling faces and nothing but traces.
People show how much they care. It's the time of year.
It's the time of year.
Candlelight sit by the fire.
Stand by the window and watch the snow fall.
Or whatever your heart desires. Oh, it should be this way every day, not just one day out of the year. 'Cause Emmanuel would want it this way. If he was here,
if he was here,
you know he's here. Happy holidays,
happy holidays,
happy holidays,
happy holidays.
And Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays, and don't forget the people.
Happy holidays,
who are less fortunate than you. Oh, it should be this way every day, not this one day out of a year. 'Cause Emmanuel would want it this way. If he was here,
if he was here,
and you know he's here. Happy holidays,
happy holidays,
happy holidays,
happy holidays,
and Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays,
happy holidays,
and a happy New Year's too.
Happy holidays,
happy holidays,
happy holidays,
and Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays, and don't forget the people who are less fortunate than you. Happy holidays,
happy holidays,
happy holidays,
happy holidays,
and a happy New Year's too. Happy holidays,
happy holidays,
happy holidays,
happy holidays,
and Merry Christmas to you.
The Shy Lights in the Christmas Stocking. All the info on the songs are in the show notes, which you can find at mychristmasstocking.net. The Christmas Stocking is on Twitter.com at XmasStocking. Thanks to everyone who's retweeting posts, especially alerts about episodes and other ways to interact with the show. That really helps spread the word, and that's what I want to do. I want to grow the show every year. Christmas Fiesta and Will Kelly are just a couple of folks who have retweeted recently. That's not easy to say. You know, we're on Facebook, too. Facebook.com/ChristmasStocking. It's still a pretty intimate family there with just over 200 likes. Feel free to tell your friends, your family, everybody you know. Take out ads. Buy one of those banners that flies behind the planes. Of course, that would be better in the summertime at the beach. But still, it's an idea. Hello, Sarah in Australia. Hello, Darren from Newcastle, UK. And James from an undisclosed location. It's great to hear from everybody. The Google Plus page is still active. Not incredibly, but I do the occasional hangout there. And I post once in a while, too. I'll alert you to episodes there for sure. Hello, Tim, Mark, and Grayson, who are sticking with it. Plus.google.com, then search for the Christmas Stocking Podcast. Hopefully you'll find it. As always, I want you to be a part of the podcast, too. MyChristmasStocking.net, there's a Call Me button. It's secure, it's private. You click Keep Number Private or something like that. You'll see what it is. And I won't even know what the phone number is. Basically, what happens is Google Voice calls you and calls my voicemail at the same time and hooks you up. I would love for you to tell me what Christmas means to you. I'd love to hear some very personal meanings of Christmas. And feel free to wish Merry Christmas to whomever you like, too.
I'd like to say Merry Christmas to all those who don't have family and are less fortunate than others. And also, I want to say Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night.
Cool, thanks. By the way, don't forget to say who you are. Unless you really want to be anonymous in your Christmas wishes. Speaking of anonymous, thank you very much to the anonymous giver who once again is far too generous. More than I can almost handle. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you very much. If you have been thinking about giving to the Christmas Stocking, you can go directly to contribute.mychristmasstocking.net. If you forget that, you'll see it at the top, contribute. So, this episode came out early compared to the past. I used to put out the episode on Thanksgiving, and I'm hoping this way more people are going to find this episode. A lot of people miss it. The next one will come out at the time that used to be the first episode's release date. Does that make any sense? Anyway, it's going to be up late the night before Thanksgiving if you're in the U.S., and it will focus on the Black Friday kind of thing. You know, shopping, gifts, all that. I'm Lee Cameron. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and I'll talk to you soon in the Christmas Stocking.